we've met with developers all over the world, and one of the things that kind of are surprising to people is that you can really build something great within Office. If you just think about for a sec the size of the user community for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, it's huge. It's one of the most popular software applications of all time. It's one of the most recognizable software applications of all time. So imagine as a developer being able to plug in your product and publish your product into the Office store and, you know, have access to that community. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. We have just a short one-day conference, but hopefully you find the time useful and valuable towards whatever project you may be working on. Today I have the privilege of talking about the Office developer opportunity. My name is Michael Bowman. I am a senior program manager at Microsoft. I'm responsible for the Microsoft Open Specification Program and Office Interoperability Program. It's one of those topics where when we talk to the average developer, they don't often think of Office as a developer opportunity. They think of Office as simply productivity software. And so hopefully by the end of today, you can see how you can use Office in a different way. Before I begin, I just wanted to put up a quote from our CEO, Satya Nadella, talking about how Microsoft's most strategic area of investment is Office 365, specifically for the developer. And I just put this up here to show you the seriousness Microsoft's taking when it comes to supporting developers with Office. Office 365, SharePoint, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote. We have a number of new products that we've released in the last year, Microsoft Sway, Office Forms, and so on. So before we begin, I just wanted to get a show of hands to see how many people have done development with Office in the last year. Okay, so about half of you. Okay, so for the people who haven't, and actually the people that have, one of the goals of today's talk is introduce a number of topics to you of kind of the new developer landscape for Office, get you excited, and hopefully so that you stay for the full day, because we'll have most of the Office talks in the afternoon. And then lastly, show you how easy it is to build something with Office, because we've really done a lot of work to make it as easy as possible to develop an application, to connect to Office, and to interoperate with our products. So for the agenda today, there's three components. The first is showing people how to make your solution a native part of the Office system. And when you hear Microsoft people talk about making solutions a native part of Office, we really are referring to Office add-ins. In Office 2013, we introduced a new add-in model. And so I'm going to talk about kind of what we've done with add-ins and where we're going with add-ins. Secondly, building smarter apps by connecting to Office services. And that's talking about Microsoft Graph and the Microsoft APIs for Office 365. And then lastly, and definitely not least, talking about working with our Office protocols and file formats. Protocols and file formats are covered by our Open Specification Program, and that's kind of how I'm going to conclude this presentation to talk in detail about that program. So our developer vision has two components. The first is users, and then the second is data. Users is allowing developers to connect to our user base through our client applications, through Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, Outlook, making sure that we have the extensibility endpoints available in our products so that developers can easily plug in your app in line with our clients. The second piece is data. Office 365 hosts an enormous amount of data for an enterprise, for a small business, for a medium business. And we want to make sure that we make that data accessible in an easy to understand way. So that's the mail, the calendar, the contacts, the files, the folders, the groups, everything that is within Office 365. We are aiming to make that accessible through the Microsoft Graph. And this is what kind of encapsulates our developer vision. When we quantify this and we look at the actual opportunity that exists, and this is something that gets me excited, is that Office is a very well-known software application. It's one of the most prevalent applications of all time in software. A lot of people use Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And so as a developer, to be able to plug in an application, to be able to publish an application to the Office Store and have that application accessible through our Office clients around the world is something that I find exciting. And one of the things that when we speak outside of the United States, an area that I find exciting for developers globally is that when you look at the apps that exist within the Office Store, there's very few that are localized to specific markets. And so for me, that's an opportunity as a developer to kind of tackle those markets in a localized way. The other information you can see here, we've been growing by leaps and bounds with our Office 365 business. We have 50,000 plus new subscribers per month. Our API calls are growing enormously. And you guys will all get these slides so you can see these later. I don't want to spend a lot of time here. So first, I'd like to introduce add-ins. What that means in terms of my talk is really evangelizing the greatness of add-ins, Office add-ins. Being able to build a small web app or even a large web app directly inside the Office application and showing people how you can make it look like a native part of Office so that the buttons, the look and feel, everything can look like a seamless integration to the Office, but it's your application or service that you're plugging into it. Add-ins is not a new concept for Office. We've had the ability to plug in developer code into the Office product for quite some time. But what is relatively new is the way that we're doing it today. For you to be able to write an add-in, all you really need to know is HTML and JavaScript, and just a basic understanding of those technologies, and you can actually get started on an add-in. We often host hackathons. Unfortunately, we didn't have the time to do it this week, but it would be great to do this sometime in the future in Paris. And we find that people can get up to speed very quickly because there's a very low barrier to entry to start developing. You're literally just plugging in an HTML web app into the Office application and integrating it directly with the design of our clients. So it really requires three things. One is a manifest file that describes the characteristics of the web app that you're creating. The second, of course, is the web app, and then the third is the Office client. And so I'm just gonna show these instead of just talking about what they are. How many people are familiar with the JavaScript HTML add-in model? Really? That's fantastic. Okay. One of the challenges we have at these events is that it's not people are usually familiar with the older model. So what I'm going to show you here is an example of an add-in that we have on GitHub. So all the open source is available. So you can download this now. And this is showing off the Excel 1.2 API set. And it's a very simple add-in. And basically, what it's leveraging is first, it's leveraging our new add-in commands that allow you to define where on the ribbon, the navigational ribbon above, your buttons exist within the application. Prior to, I think about a few months ago, that this was only limited to what we called a task pane, which was a separate callout within the Excel application. And with this particular add-in, it just basically shows what you're able to accomplish. So you can generate charts, you can format tables, you can create dashboards that have functions. I think we natively now support over 300 formulas within Excel. That's new, and that's constantly growing. And one of the things for the people who are familiar with this that we love to hear about today is if you've tried to use one of our add-ins and you haven't been successful, or if you're looking for an API that doesn't exist, let us know. We're the team that puts this together, so it's really good to get the feedback on where you want us to focus on from a product enhancement perspective. So again, you have the ability to basically do many of the user functions, but do it programmatically directly through our JavaScript library. You can sort, you can basically do what you need to do directly with an add-in. And I'm gonna just go ahead and save this because I'm gonna use this demo to show off something else a little bit later. Okay. And then the second add-in I'm going to show you is something that has been published to the store by two companies. The first one is Yelp. Just to show you inline experience, this is what we call kind of a task pane compose add-in within Outlook. To show you how easy it is, and this is just done with, again, HTML and JavaScript that's connecting to the Yelp service, where I'm able to go through, search what I'm looking for. In this case, if I want to look for coffee shops within Paris, I can quickly add that to the email, set a time, and then it basically drafts the email for me. I can then set up transportation with Uber, with an Uber ride reminder. And the cool thing about this is that you can basically set up your email location with all the relevant information, and then you can also set up the ride that you need to get to that meeting. And it's very simple. You don't have to go to your phone. You don't have to go to another website. You can do all of this in line with Outlook. And so it's an area that we're seeing a lot of innovation in from third-party developers, because you can see how there's a lot of opportunity to just come up with some new ideas that allow people who are already using Outlook to quickly do other things that Outlook doesn't support. And when we're talking to developers who are thinking about what they should do for an add-in, it's often, we always have the conversation is, have you ever used the Office application and said, I wish Word would do X? And what we're really hoping is that you build X and you build that feature set directly into our product. And we're trying to make it so that when you do build it, you can make it look like a native part of Office. And we've done that in three different ways. The first is with the Office Fabric UI. And the Office Fabric UI, I've got a couple of screenshots here, basically enables you as the developer to make your application look and feel directly like it's part of Office. So we've all the styles and elements that we use to develop our code, we've released on GitHub so that you have access to them and you can use the same font, styles, formatting, and web controls that we use as a company. And so, it's all the open source is out there. You can choose to use it or you cannot. But we wanted to make sure that if you wanted to, it looks like a native part of the product. Secondly, as I talked about before, is the app commands, being able to directly integrate with the ribbon. If you have an application that relates to a feature in Word or Excel, you can host that button directly next to the feature that you want it to be associated with, which I think is really cool. And lastly, something that we just released 2 days ago are the add-in templates. And we released a series of templates, again, on GitHub. We're trying to put everything we do on GitHub, just so that you have all the source code. And this is a set of UX templates that was developed by our user design team to help people get off the ground very quickly so that you don't have to spend a lot of UI time to develop your application. You can kind of take one of our templates and just get started right away and have an add-in that looks pretty good without having to spend a lot of time on it. When we look at what's new, so we've got a few things that we release. GA is generally available. So with the new Microsoft development model of Agile, we don't have that concept of RTM anymore. It's general availability, but that's basically synonymous with RTM. Preview, we're constantly rolling out new features within the preview kind of build. And so within GA, we've gone to support add-ins within Outlook.com. We have the ribbon extensibility with the add-in commands. And we've also officially released the Excel 1.2 API. In preview, we've released the Word API 1.3. I can show you a demo of any of these things after my talk. I only have a few minutes this morning, so I'm kind of moving quickly. But if you have any questions on this stuff, please don't hesitate to ask. We've got a lot of Microsoft people here this morning. And then we have a handful of other new things that are located within the GA branch. So let's talk about Microsoft Graph a little bit. The second part of my talk is going to be showing people how to build services that connect to Office 365. So what that means is really leveraging the Microsoft Graph to show all the data and information that you can pull from Office 365. So that's mail, calendar, contacts, files, folders. It's leveraging some of our machine learning with Office Delve, being able to show analytics around what documents are trending around for an individual user, and building smarter apps. So we think of Microsoft Graph as kind of one endpoint to rule them all. You no longer need, if you're interacting with Exchange or SharePoint and OneDrive, you no longer need three different API calls that are with three sets of authentication. With Microsoft Graph, it's basically the same consistent structure across all your API calls across Office 365. And it's your gateway to not only the data that exists within Office 365, but also the insights. And when I mean insights, and you're gonna hear a talk about this later this afternoon if you're interested, is leveraging some of the machine learning capabilities that are hosted within Office 365. So if you've heard of Delve, where Delve basically has a machine learning algorithm that allows you to understand what's trending within our service, what's important to particular individuals, we're creating APIs or we're presenting APIs that you can tap into to understand what that looks like. One of the most exciting APIs that we've recently released is the Excel REST API. So I've got a sample app here, Excel REST API Explorer, which is also on GitHub. So you have all the open source for it. And the reason why I like it is I've saved a file on OneDrive. And I can go access that file through the Microsoft Graph. I can update cells, tables. I can pull down charts directly from my client application. So I've already pre-populated this. So I'm just going to get the chart image from the spreadsheet that we just created or we just saved to OneDrive. I'm going to run it, and it's calling my OneDrive, which is probably sitting in Seattle, Washington. So it's taking a little bit longer. You can see that I got an OK response, and then at the end of this long thing, you actually have the image directly from the file. It's pretty cool to be able to call Excel remotely and do all of these things with very simple API calls. So when we look at the graph roadmap, it's pretty straightforward. Again, we just released that Excel API that's available within the graph, and you can download this and try it out yourself. I should mention that we offer on dev.office.com, we're offering a free one-year subscription to Office 365. I would suggest that you sign up soon because it's a limited time offer, but it is something that I would encourage you to do if you're interested in learning more about anything that I'm talking about today. And within that free subscription, you get access to Office 2016. You get access to being able to make calls from the Microsoft Graph. You get access to the preview functionality, so you can see the preview admin center. Basically, everything that I've talked about, you'll have access to for free for one full year. And we're doing that just so that we can get people excited about it. We recently hosted a hackathon 2 weeks ago, in fact, and most of the people that attended had never developed with Office, and within 3 days, they were at the point where they could publish their application to our Office store. And I think that just shows how easy this stuff is to do. And we're hoping that you take advantage of that as well. We have all our code samples up on github.com/officedev. We are putting most of our documentation these days, as well as our samples and examples and demo apps, all on GitHub, so that if you find errors or if you want something more, you can go ahead and ask us through GitHub. And then the videos from this event and others will be available on Channel 9. If you want to engage with us after the fact on add-ins or APIs, we've got a handful of channels here as well. The first one that I'm going to point out is the Stack Overflow with the MS-Office tag. We have a big team of people that are watching that 24 hours a day. And we want you to ask the questions that you have there just so it benefits the community. You should get a response, and if you don't, we're going to give you our contact information today so that you have an opportunity to contact us directly if you aren't getting anywhere there. But we have quite a few people that their job is just to watch Stack Overflow to make sure that questions are getting answered and that people aren't getting stuck as they're developing with Office. So moving on, kind of shifting gears a little bit to talk about the Office protocols and file formats.
And the open specifications are a set of documents that describe the protocols and file formats for our various Office products, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, SharePoint, and Exchange. And so I'm just going to briefly introduce that concept, and then other folks on our team will be diving into more detail.
It's a little bit of different tone than what the APIs and extensive add-ins are. And that's because people who are interested in our protocols and file formats are often developing a client that needs to interact in a different way with the Microsoft server, or maybe they're developing a server that they want to interact with the Microsoft client. And so what we do is basically publish all our protocols across our SharePoint, Exchange, Windows, SQL, and the Office clients so that you as a developer can see exactly what's going across the wire. Additionally, we publish all our file formats, so our binary file formats, our OXML, ODF, et cetera, our implementation of the standards. And to look at it kind of in a numbers base, the initiative around the Open Spec program is that we do events similar to this, but a little bit different, where we're actually plugging into people's environment and testing with them as we make quite a few tools to support this effort. So if you're developing a client or developing a server, we have a number of tools that we've made available on GitHub that will actually validate your implementation of a given open specification document. We have a different support team that basically sits and supports these specifications 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have one support member here this week. So if you have any questions, please let us know. And their job is basically to answer your questions. There's a 24-hour guaranteed response, not answer, but they'll respond to you within 24 hours, letting you know that they've heard your question, and then they'll work with you after that to try to come to a resolution. In terms of size, we have over 993 specs that are available, which is probably frustrating and interesting at the same time, because it's kind of frustrating in the sense that it's hard to know where to start, but it's interesting in the fact that we've basically kind of uncovered everything that we're doing. This is kind of what it covers in terms of technologies. I think I mentioned that. And then the scope of what they focus on is really the client-to-server communication between the Microsoft products. So if you're manipulating network traffic, if you're doing a client or you're doing a server, these might be documents that would be interesting to you. So where to start with these? We have, for each kind of technology family, we have overview documents that exist. So Office Client has an overview, SharePoint, Exchange, file formats, et cetera. And those are kind of the places that you'd want to start if you're getting introduced to the open specifications. And then the last note on this really is the notable documents. And these are the documents that most people ask us about. Office Online, which is the MS-WAPI protocol. We'll have a talk on that later today. We'll also have a talk on FSS HTTP, which describes Microsoft's implementation of co-authoring. So real-time co-authoring, co-authoring between our products on Office, or SharePoint rather. Those are the documents that describe that. And then of course the file format documents. And then to wrap this all up, we've talked about the developer vision of users and data. So protocol and file formats kind of fit in the middle of that. Again, they describe the communication between the products. It's kind of a niche developer area. However, there's quite a few developers out there that are leveraging the open spec. So I just wanted to make sure that we covered them this morning. Okay.
I expect people to be excited about developing with Microsoft, and I expect, and as we've seen in prior conferences, that people will go home and they will toy around with Office developer information, and then I hope that they will build something great.